Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Hamilton Memorial Hospital will hold a community blood drive on Thursday, October 3rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. All blood types are needed, and if you could donate, that would be greatly appreciated. The citywide cleanup will be held at the Light Plant, 312 West Marketplace, from October 7th through the 10th. Time, Monday through Wednesday, 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Thursday, 7:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. Cleanup will not include tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, any liquid or yard waste. Doors on white goods must be completely secured or removed. No after-hours dumping. Plans are underway for the annual Hee Haw, which will be held at Dale Community Church on Sunday, October 13th at 5 p.m. If you'd like information about that, contact Dale Community Church. Thanks to the Hamilton County Coal and the Party Hero, we will be able to have a bounce house this year at the Halloween on the Square celebration, which will be October 26th, beginning at 4 p.m. If you or your organization would like to participate, contact Beth Sandusky. Also, the Women's Leadership Council will be holding the Halloween Hustle, which is a 5K race, that morning at 9 a.m. on October 26th. Then, following the evening activities, the 4-H will be holding a haunted trail out at the Disc Golf Course. No Scare will be from 6 to 7 o'clock, with Scare at 7 o'clock. If you would like information about that, be watching as the plans will be underway. The City of McLeansboro has set the 2024 trick-or-treat hours as October 31st, Thursday evening, from 5 until 8 p.m. That's where trick-or-treating will take place in Hamilton County. Rockin' for a Cause Country Music Writers Round will be held November 18th, 2024 at 7 p.m. at the Rubenacker Farm Shops. Tickets will be available soon. Get ready to rock out for a good cause. Join us for an unforgettable night of live music, fun, and community spirit as we raise funds to support organizations throughout the community. Together, we can make a difference through the power of music. Follow us on Facebook for Rockin' for a Cause, Inc., for updates, sneak peeks, behind the scenes, and more. Save the date for the 7th annual Hamco Food and Brew Fest. It will be March 1st, 2025 at the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro. Contact Holly Schuster at blisshealthclub.com or 643-9330 for information about tickets or if you would like to set up as a vendor. The Hamilton County Rotary is busy preparing for Christmas on the Square, which will be held December 6th and 7th. Christmas trivia will be December 6th. Test your Christmas knowledge as you compete against others to be crowned the trivia champs. This is a great way to kick off the holiday season. There will be games with prizes and a silent auction. It will be held on Friday, December 6th. Doors open at 6 p.m. and play begins at 7. Teams of up to 8 people. A meal will be included with your registration. If you do not have a team, just show up and we will make sure you get put on a team. Then December 7th will be Breakfast with Santa at Fox Meadows, and there will be pancakes and sausage served from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. The vendor fair will take place at the old high school gym from 9 until 2. Santa's workshop will be from 3 until 5 in the courthouse lobby, where youth can come and get 2 free gifts to give to their parents. Then the parade will be at 5 p.m. The theme has not yet been decided, but that should be out in the next week or so. Following the parade, there will be games, hot chocolate, and Santa in the basement. All in all, it's a great day to ring in the holiday season. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce will hold their annual dinner on November 16th at Piopolis. Plans are underway, and all chamber members should receive an email where they can vote for the Business of the Year and the Ted Satterfield Award winner. This is a great time to recognize those in the community for going above and beyond. Hamilton County 4-H members are collecting food for the unit-wide October Food Challenge collection. Unit 24 4-H clubs, our food pantries, are in desperate need for help. Please consider participating in this unit-wide October community service. Each day in the month of October, you can add an item to your box. At the end of the month, this will all be donated to local food pantries to help families get through Thanksgiving. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.